this is Dr. Lee dictating discharge summary. Patient name Davies, D-A-V-I-E-S, John, J-O-H-N-K. Date of birth 11-4-1942. Place Franklinwood Genesis Nursing Rehab. Date of dictation 7-20-2023. Date of discharge 7-20-2023. It's a discharge summary. History of present illness. This is a 80-year-old male with a known history of previous stroke, stage 3, esophageal adenocarcinoma, status post definitive chemoradiation therapy, complicated by stricture in the esophagus, status post esophageal stent placement in June 2023, atrial fibrillation, coronary artery disease, status post coronary artery bypass graft, peripheral arterial disease, SFA, popliteal bypass, abdominal aneurysm, lower extremity stent placement for PVD, COPD. He was admitted to Johns Hopkins Bayview Hospital on June 20th. 2023 because of confusion, facial droop, and he found to have acute microinfarct in the right paracentral lobule and subcortical right frontal lobe and bilateral cerebellar hemisphere. MRI done, the thought to be cardioembolic etiology. Patient was admitted with acute cardioembolic microinfarct. CT head showed multiple old infarct in the left thalamus, left caudate, and a new infarct in the right cerebellar hemisphere. Patient was also managed for orthostatic hypotension. He has a chronic AFib, but not an anticoagulation. He was started on dabigatran, D-A-B-I-G-A-T-R-N, 150 mg BID for AFib. After stabilization, patient was sent to the subacute rehab at Franklinwood. Summary, while in the nursing rehab, patient was admitted to the subacute rehab for physical therapy, continuation of his care. While in the rehab, patient was maintained the medication he was taking and recommended from the hospital. He also was seen by physical therapy. Patient has a dementia, cognitive impairment. Patient was not doing well with the physical therapy. Patient also has a history of, I discussed with the patient's wife, recurrent C. diff colitis. And he was seen at GBMC and he underwent a fecal, FECL fecal transplant because of recurrent C. diff colitis infections. And he has been maintained on oral vancomycin after that. While at the nursing rehab unit, patient was seen by the case management team, social worker, and the patient family decided patient to be hospice care. And DNR, DNI, and discharge planning made as per social worker team, and patient being transferred to the hospice care. Past medical history. As I mentioned, stroke, esophageal adenocarcinoma, status post chemo radiation, coronary artery bypass, peripheral vascular disease, recurrent C. diff colitis, status post fecal transplant. Discharge diagnosis, allergies. patient allergic to indomethacin, aspirin. Discharge diagnosis, number one, acute cardioembolic microinfarct, right cerebrum and bilateral cerebellum. Next line, ambulatory dysfunction. Next line, chronic atrial fibrillation. Next line, peripheral vascular disease. Next line, esophageal cancer, status post chemo radiation, status post esophageal stent. History of PVD, status post SFA, popliteal bypass. Dementia, history of hypertension, coronary artery disease, esophageal cancer being followed at GBMC. Patient also has lumbar fusion surgery in the past. Discharge medications, Lipitor 40 mg daily at bedtime. Next line, clonazepam 0.5 mg. One time a day for anxiety. Next line, Plavix, 75 mg daily. Next line, Cyanocobalamin, 1000 mcg daily. Next line, Dabigatran, D-A-B-I-G-A-T-R-A-N, 150 mg BID. Next line, Duloxetine, 30 mg daily. Next line, Azetimibe, E-Z-E-T-A-M-I-B-E, 10 mg daily. Next line, Flomax, 0.4 mg daily. Next line, Lasix, 40 mg daily. Next line, Miralax, 17 gram daily. Next line, Hydrocortisone, 2.5% cream applied to the back daily for the rash. Next line, Magnesium Oxide, 250 mg BID. Next line, Melatonin, 3 mg, 2 tablet at bedtime. Next line, Metoprolol XL, 50 mg daily. Next line, Protonix, 40 mg daily. Next line, Senna tablet, 8.6 mg, 2 tablet BID. Next line, Spironolactone, 25 mg, half tablet daily. Next line, Carafate, 1 gram with each meal. Daily. Next line, urea, urea external cream, 20% to the back for skin irritation, apply at bedtime. Next line, vancomycin oral, 125 mg before meal and at bedtime. Core status, DNR, DNI, patient being transferred to hospice care. This is the end of the vacation. Thank you.